Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chaf Hei Min Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Ein Kairin, a person does not tear Kriya on Chol HaMayid, or Cholzin, reveal a shoulder, Vein Mavrin, or do the Sudas Havra, which is the first Suda after the Kfura, Ela Kroivav Shal Meis. The only ones who are allowed to tear Kriya, to be Choylates, to be Mavrin, are the relatives of the Meis. On Chol HaMayid, it's only the immediate relatives that are allowed to do these activities. The Ein Mavrin Ella Almita Zakufa, and when they do the Suda Savra, so they're supposed to make the Suda on a bed that's turned over. Now says the Gemara, the Lashon of the Mishnah is that the only one who does these activities on Chol HaMayid is the Kroiv of Shalmeis. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Vafilu Chacham, even if it was the Chacham that died, it was the Tamun Chacham that died on Chol HaMayid. So the Tzibur, they're not Kairin, they're not Cholzin, they're not Mavrin. Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Chacham Shemes, when a Chacham dies, Hakol Kroivav, everyone's his relatives. So the Gemara asks, Hakol Kroivav Sakadaitach, what does it mean? Everyone's his relatives, does it really mean that? Ella, Hakol Kikroivav, what it means is that everybody is like his relatives, which means, Hakol Kairin Alav, Hakol Cholzin Alav, Hakol Mavrin Alav, Birchava, that they do all these things, even on Chol HaMayid, they tear Kriya, they're Cholzin, they're Mavrin, even on Chol HaMayid. So how can the Mishnah say it's only the Kroivav Shalmeis? This is true even by a Chacham, even when it's not the Kroiv of Shalmeis. So says the Gemara, Laitzricha delav chachamu. The Mishnah is talking about a case that the Nifter was not a chacham. The Nifter was not a chacham. So then the only ones who do these things is the Kroiv of Shalmeis. Well, ask the Gemara, even if he's not a chacham, v'i adam kasher hu, if he's an adam kasher, which means he's a tzaddik, he's medaktik v'mitzvus, he may not be the biggest talmud chacham, but he's an adam kasher, so then also chiyuvim mechayiv v'lamikra, so then everybody's chayiv to tear kriya, not just the kriyav. The tanya, like we learned in the braisa, v'bnei ma banav v'naisav shel adam meisim k'shen ketanim. Why is it that Hashem takes away a person's young children k'dei sheyivke v'yisav lo adam kasher, so that in the future they should, when an adam kasher dies, they'll feel more sensitive and they'll cry and they'll be misavo on the Adam Kasher. And the Gemara asks, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Yivke v'yisavo, Hashem takes away the children so that they will cry and be misavo. Ervaina kashako mine, Hashem has to like take collateral from a person before it even happens, before the Adam Kasher dies. Hashem like takes collateral from them, takes the children, the whole sequence of events doesn't seem to make any sense. Allah, rather, what was said was like this, that b'nei, the reason why Hashem will sometimes take the person's children is shaloi bacha v'his abla adam kasher. It's because in the past they didn't do the right thing. When the adam kasher was nifter, they weren't bacha, they weren't misabel, they didn't cry and they didn't feel, they weren't sensitive to it. Shakala baichu misabel adam kasher, because the reward of a person that when he is baicha and misabel on adam kasher is that meichel akol avinaisav. He gets complete mechila b'shvil kavod sha'asolai, because of the kavod that they gave to the Adam Kasher. But the point is that we see from here, for an Adam Kasher, everybody is like the Kriv of, everybody tears Kriya, even on Chol HaMayid. So how could the Mishnah say it's only the Kriv of Shalmeis? Here we see by an Adam Kasher, even non-relatives tear Kriya on Chol HaMayid. So says the Gemara, delav Adam Kasher hu. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he's not a Chacham and he's also not an Adam Kasher. Well, ask the Gemara still. If the person was standing there, a non-relative was standing there, b'shas the neshama of the nifter left, so then mechiyuv mechayiv, he's also chayiv to tear kriya. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Aimer, ha'aymid ala meis b'shas itzias neshama, one who's standing by a mace at the moment that the neshama leaves the guf, so chayiv l'kriya, he's chayiv to tear kriya, even on Chol HaMayid. And he explained, l'mazah doimah, what's being there, what's that experience like? It's the Sefer Torah shenisraf, it's like a Sefer Torah that was burnt. When the neshama leaves the guf, it's like a Sefer Torah that the oisiyos are leaving from the parchment. It's like a Sefer Torah that it's being burnt. Shechayiv l'kriya, a person when he sees, if he will chas v'shalom see a Sefer Torah burn, he's chayiv to tear kriya. And same thing, if he sees a person, b'shas, he sees neshama, he's chayiv to tear kriya, even if he's not a relative. So we see even non-relatives are chayiv to tear kriya on Chol HaMayid at times. So how could the Mishnah say only relatives? So says the Gemara, the loy kai hasam b'shas yitzias neshama. The Mishnah is talking about a case where no one else was there, no non-family members were there at the time that the neshama left the guf. So he wasn't the chacham, he wasn't an adam kasher, and no non-family members were there b'shas yitzias neshama. Now says the Gemara some stories. Says the Gemara that kinach nafshei de Rav Safra leikaru rabbanan ale. When Rav Safra was nifter, so the chachamim of the time in that dar, they didn't tear kriya. So Amri, and they explained that the reason why they didn't tear kriya is because leigarmina mine. They said he wasn't our rebbe. We didn't learn from him. He might have been a big talmid chacham, but he wasn't our rebbe. So therefore, they said he didn't have to tear kriya. However, Amr Lua Abaye announced in the base medrash, you're all wrong. Why aren't you tearing kriya? Mi Tanya Harav Shemes? Does it say in the Braisa that if a person's Rebbe is mace, that's when everyone has to tear kriya? Chacham Shemes Tanya. It says a Chacham Shemes, a Talmud Chacham. Even if he's not your Rebbe, he's still a Talmud Chacham, and therefore you have to tear kriya. And furthermore, Abaye said that kol yoyimush might say bepumim bevedrasha. It's not true that he's not your rebbe. You might not have learnt and shear by him. You might not have been in his classroom. But we say over his halachos, his shmeitzes, things that he said. We say it over in the base medrash all the time. So it's not true. In that sense, he is your rebbe, even though you didn't physically learn by him. He is your rebbe, and therefore even l'shitascha yuchayet etir kriya. It happens to be Abaye said it's not even true. It's not just the din by a rav. It's a din even by a chacham shemes, everyone has to tear kriya. So says the Gemara, savur mada hava. So they thought, okay, fine, they were supposed to tear kriya, but now it's too late. However, Amar Lu Abaye explained to them that no, tanina chacham kol zman sha'iskin behesped chayavin likraya. Now the chacham shemes, as long as they're still being masped him, so then there's still a chi of kriya. So savra lemikra la'alter. So they thought right then and there, they'll go ahead and they will tear kriya. However, Amar Lu Abaye said that no, tanya chacham kvaydei behespedei. The covenant for the chacham is to tear kriya b'shas tehespid. And if so, someone should give a hespid right now, and b'shas tehespid be more of a shas chimam, and that's when there should be kriya. It says the Gemara, another story, kinach nafshei de Rav Huna, when Rav Huna was nifter, so savur la'isuve sefer Torah apurye. So they wanted to put a sefer Torah on his mita, on the mita that was carrying Rav Huna. They wanted to put a sefer Torah. Rashi explains, it was symbolic of the fact that Rav Huna kept the whole Torah. They wanted to put a Torah on the mita. Amr lehu Rav Chista. However, Rav Chista said that milsa de bechaye le'sfirele, something that Rav Huna held in his lifetime not to do, not to sit on the same mita as a sefer Torah. Hashda lekum and levedle. Now we're going to do that to him now that he's not alive anymore. And where do we know that Rav Huna held against this? The Amr Rav Tachlifa. Rav Tachlifa once said over that anach azise le Rav Huna. I one time witnessed Rav Huna. The bay lemeisav apurye. He wanted to sit down on his bed. There was a sefer Torah that was there. The kaf kada ara. So he turned over a pitcher on the ground. He put the sefer Torah on top of the pitcher, and like that, he was able to sit on the bed. So you see, Rav Huna held that a person is not allowed to sit on the same bench, on the same bed that has a sefer Torah. And if so, it doesn't make sense. And now that Rav Huna is on the mita, we're going to put a sefer Torah on the mita with him. The Gemara says that what happened was is they have a nafik puria mibava. Still discussing Rav Huna, there was no room to fit the mita through the door. The bed, the mita was too wide, and there was not enough room to get it through the door. So savor l'shalshulei derech gagin. So they wanted to bring it up to the roof and take it down from the roof. However, Amar lu Rav Chista, once again Rav Chista stopped them, and he said that Hagamirna mine, I learned from Rav Huna that Chacham kvoidei derech Pesach, that the kavod of the Chacham is to dafka take the mita out the derech of the through the door, not to go through the roof. So savur lashnuye mi puraya lepuraya. Okay, there was not enough room for this mita to fit through the door. They were going to get a smaller mita and put Rav Huna on the smaller mita, and like that they would be able to take him out through the door. However, Amar Luhu Rav Chista once again, he stopped them and he said, that Hachi Gamirna Mine, I learned from Rav Huna, that Chacham Kvayde B'mita Rishayna, that there's any dafka to keep him on the first mita, not to move him around from place to place, from one mita to another, to keep him on the same mita and to take him through the door. Shenemar, like we find, that by David HaMelech, the Pasuk says, Vayarkivu as Aron HaElokim el Agala Chadasha, that when David HaMelech was transferring the Aron Kodesh, he put it on the Agala Chadasha, on the new wagon that the Plishtim had sent the Sefer Torah back with. On the same Agala that the Plishtim had sent, David kept the Sefer Torah on that same wagon, not to move it from one place to another. And so to Bayechacham, you're not supposed to move him from one mita to another. So what was the Eitzah? So paris bava vafkua. So what they had to do is they had to open up the door. They had to widen the door frame, and like that, they were able to take Rav Huna on the same mita. Derech Pesach, they were able to take him out of the room. Now, Pasach Alei Rav Abba, Rav Abba gave a hesped for Rav Huna, and he said as follows, he said that Roy Haya Rabbeinu Shetishra Alav Shechina, that really Rav Huna was Roy to have Ruach HaKadosh, that the Shechina should rest upon him, Elisha Bavel Garmalei, but it was Bavel that caused it, that he didn't have that the Shechina rested upon him. Rashi says, Lavdafka Bavel, what it means is being in Chutz La'aretz, he didn't have the Shechus to have the Shechina to be Shaira on him. Only in Eretz Yisrael, a person could have such a Shechus. Now, Master of Nachum Bar Chisda, Rav Nachum Bar Chisda asks, is that really true? Outside Eretz Yisrael, a person can't have this Ruach HaKadosh. Va'amri lo Rav Chanan Bar Chisda, some say it was a different son of Rav Chisda. So again, so this was all being said at the Levaya, right? So at the Levaya, Rav Abba is saying that the reason why Rav Huna wasn't Zaycha to have Hashras HaShchina was because he lived in the Chutz La'aretz. So at the Levaya, Mamesh, Rav Nachum Bar Chisda, or some say it was Rav Chanan Bar Chisda, so Shaila, which son of Rav Chisda? But one of Rav Chisda's sons asked, that how is I'll prove it to you, it's not true. Even in Chutz La'aretz, a person could have this Hashra'as HaShchina. The Pasuk says, Hayo Devar Hashem Yechezko Ben Buzi HaKoyin Be'eretz Kastim. It says that while Yechezko was an Eretz Kastim in Chutz La'aretz, he had to him the Devar Hashem. He had Hashra'as HaShchina. So Tavrich Le'avua, so whichever son it was, their father, Rav Chisda, tapped him. Rashi says, like under the table, sneaking, like, you know, if no one sees, you know, sneaking a tap on his leg, besandale with his shoe, he tapped him in Amar Le, and he said to his son, Lava Meina Lecha, didn't I teach you already? Like, Titra Alma, don't bother people. And I'll tell you what the Pasuk means. My Haya Shayekfar. It doesn't mean that Yecheskel had the Nevua while he was in Eretz Kastim. It's Haya Yehaya Devar Hashem. He had it previously. He had it previously when he was still in Eretz Yisrael. That's when he had the Dvar Hashem. But in Chutz La'aretz, like Rav Abba had said, a person cannot get Hashra'as HaShchina. Now says the Gemara, that Ki Aske Lahasa, when they brought Rav Huna, eventually they brought him from Bavo, where Rav Huna lived, they brought him to Eretz Yisrael, the Zchus of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. So they brought Rav Huna to Eretz Yisrael for Kfura, and Amru Leil Rav Ami Rav Asi, and so some people they informed Rav Ami and Rav Asi that Rav Huna Ase, Rav Huna is coming to Eretz Yisrael. So Amru, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they said, they didn't realize that when Rav Huna was coming, it meant, not alive anymore. They assumed it meant he's coming to travel. So they said that Ki Aveinu Hasam, when we went to Bavel, we weren't able to even lift our heads in front of him. We were so embarrassed because he was so much greater than us. Hashta Asin and Hacha, now he's coming to Eretz Yisrael, and Asa Basrein, and we're going to go after him, we're going to go see him. We have such busha. How can we go see Rav Huna? So Amru, so they explained to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they said, no, it's not Rav Huna alive, it's Arayinayba. He's coming with it in a coffin. He's coming in his mita. He's not alive anymore. So Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Nafuk, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, they went to greet the mita. And Rav Ila, Rav Chanina, Loi Nafuk. However, Rav Ila and Rav Chanina, they did not go out. Riga da Amri, that Rav Ila did, was Nafak, but Rav Chanina, Loi Nafak. Al-Kapanim says the Gemara that the Nafak my taima, what was the reason for those that went out to the Mita? What was the Indian of going out to the Mita? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that Arana Iver Mimakal Makim, when an Aran is coming into town, it's passing from place to place, so I'm the Mala of Beshura, there's a din to stand in the rows that the Aran should go in between, Va'im Rimala Berchas Avelim V'Tanchumi Avelim, and they say Berchas Avelim and Tanchumi Avelim. So that's why they went out to greet the Aaron. And so says the Gemara now, Deloy Nafak Mai Taima. So what's the reason for those that they didn't go out to greet the Aaron? Why didn't they go? The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, that Aaron Aivir Mimakum Amakim, when an Aaron is going from place to place, Einoim Dinala Vashura, Einoim Rimala Berchas Avelim, Vetanchumi Avelim. There's no din to have these things. So that's why they didn't go. So, well, says the Gemara, that's a steer Mine Ube. So Kashana Adadi, the Braisas are says to one another. One Braisa says that when the Aaron is going Mimakum Amakim, we do all these things, and the other one says we don't. So says the Gemara, like Kasha, Kan Sheshuldu Kayemes, Kan Bishain Shuldu Kayemes. It depends if the spine of the mace is still around, or if it already was already disintegrated. So Rav Huna Shuldu Kayemes Hava. Now Rav Huna, his spine was still around, so technically everyone should have went. However, says the Gemara, Deloy Nafak Leisaimu Kameh. Those that didn't go out is because when they said that Rav Huna was coming, they didn't explain this. They didn't finish it. They didn't explain that Shuldu was Kayemes. They didn't say that his spine was still Kayem, and therefore they didn't think that they had an Inyan to go out and meet the Aaron. Now says the Gemara that Amri Heicha Ninche. Once Rav Huna, they got to Eretz Yisrael, so then the next step was, okay, now where do we bury him? Amri, they said, Heicha Ninche, where should we rest him? So they explained, they reasoned like this. They said that Rav Huna rebates Torah B'Yisrael, Rav Chia rebates Torah B'Yisrael, Hava, that Rav Huna was a big marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael, and Rav Chia, who was buried in Eretz Yisrael at the time already, he was also a big marbitz Torah. So L'chayru, it would make sense to bury Rav Huna next to Rav Chia. Okay, so that was what they decided. They're going to bury Rav Huna next to Rav Chia. The next question was, Man Ma'ayole, who's going to dare bring him into Rav Chia's Makim Kvura and start going next to Rav Chia like that and bury Rav Huna? So Amar Lu Rav Chaga, Rav Chaga said that I'll be the one to go bring Rav Huna's body next to Rav Chia. The reason why I feel confident that I could do it is the Ukmasei LeTalmudai Ki Avina Bar Timnei Srei Shnin, that I was able to finish all of Shas by the time I was 18 years old. V'lechazi LiKari, I didn't have any Kari that went Levatala, even though I was 18. Betzem, I was already at the age I was ready for marriage. Umash Malei Kamei, and I was also Meshamish Rav Chia. V'yadei Ba'yvadei, and I know many good stories. I know all of his good deeds. One example, the Yoyim Echad, like for example, one day is Apicha LeBertzua the Tefillin. His tefillin straps, they turned over. V'yasev Allah arba in Tanisa, and he was so distraught by that he fasted 40 fasts because of that. So Lamaisa, it was decided that Rav Chaga, he was going to be the one that was going to bring Rav Huna's body. So Rav Chaga, he went and he brought Rav Huna's body to the makom where Rav Chia was buried. And Havagane Yehuda Mimine Davua V'Chizkia Mismale. And next to Rav Chia was buried his two children, Yehuda and Chizkia. Yehuda on his right, perhaps he was greater, older, and Chizkia, who was younger perhaps, he was on the left of Rav Chia. So Amar Le Yehuda L'Chizkia. So Yehuda says over to Chizkia, he says, "Kum miduchtech, you have to get up from your place to lavay rechara to koyim Rav Huna. It's not appropriate that Rav Huna should have to stand over here. Make some room for Rav Huna to go next to Rav Chia." Bahadi de koyim, as Chizkia was moving away, as he was getting up, Bahadi de koyim, kum bahadei amuda denura. There was a big, tremendous fire, a pillar of light that shone forth. And Chazi Rav Chaga, when Rav Chaga saw this ivis, he got very scared. He was frightened. So Zakfi la arayne, he stood up Rav Huna's Arain in order to block the fire, v'nafak asa, and he quickly ran out of the cave. V'haid lo yanish anosh, and says the Gemara, that which Rav Chaga was able to escape without getting hurt by the light, is mishum dezakfil arain in Rav Huna, is because he was able to block it with the arain of Rav Huna. Now says the Gemara, another story, that kinach nafshed Rav Chista, when it was Rav Chista who was nifter, so savor lo yisuvei sefer taira apuriet, so they too, they wanted to put a sefer taira on Rav Chista's mita. Now we kept saying before that Rav Chista was the one who was the close Talmud of Rav Huna. He kept stopping everyone, no, I heard from Rav Huna, I heard from the Rebbe like this, I heard from the Rebbe like this. So Rav Chista was a Talmud of Rav Huna, and they wanted to put the sefer taira now on Rav Chista's bed, again, to be symbolic of the fact that he kept the whole taira. However, Amar Lehu Rav Yitzchak snapped them, and he said that Milsa de la Rabbi le Sfirale, something that his Rabbi Rav Huna didn't hold up. He didn't hold that you could sit on the same bed as a Sefer Torah. Anan Nekom Navale, and we're going to do that to Rav Chista. That doesn't make sense. It's inappropriate, and he stopped them from doing that. Now, Savar Deloy LeMishlal Karayu, they thought that they weren't going to sew back up the tear that they tore over the Chacham that was mace. However, Amar Lehu Rav Yitzchak Barami. Rav Yitzchak Barami explained to them that Chacham Kevod Shech Ziru Paneiam Achari Amita Shailulin, that no, the halacha is that as soon as when it comes to a kriya that's done over a Chacham, so as soon as they turn away from the mita, so then already they're allowed to sew the tear back together.